Hi, Rochelle.
Hey, baby, did you get the email?
Yeah, I sent you a text that I got it and I put it through.
All righty.
Yeah,
So
awesome.
I
Thank
will
you.
call you. Oh, I need the paper for to put in for her not mi for her missing the 29th.
All right. Okay, but another thing is that I don't think I could anyway put that time in because it's overtime. She did way more than 40 hours for the week. Remember?
Yeah.
So let me go into her page now. I'll tell you that they're not gonna be able to put it through. Now she has to remember we made a schedule. She should be following the schedule that we made. From 3 p.m. to 7:40 p.m. So that's the schedule that she should be following now. But in the past, I can't put in her time from the 29th because it's overtime. She's way overtime.
She's already overtime.
Oh yeah, by a lot. She worked like 50 something hours. You could only work 40 per week.
Okay.
So the rest
All
of it was
right.
taken off. Yeah. I'm gonna delete some of the hours. I'm only gonna put in up to 40.
But I thought you do overtime
No, she
because
can't do overtime.
that's what Jet, what's her name?
Jasmine?
Yeah,
I think it was a miscommunication.
she said you pay time and a half for overtime.
No, we don't pay time and a half.
That's what she told me before I even signed up.
Really?
Yeah,
I sent her a message about it. She wasn't sure what I
that's
was
what
referring
made
to.
me even thought about coming over to your
Yep.
company.
Because we paid, but I'll tell you another thing is that even if we paid time and a half, she only has a certain amount of hours that she could use for the month, so it won't really help her anyway.
Right.
It's the only time that she would need. That she could have done time and a half was this past week because you just started, so then she had extra hours. In the future, she has a certain amount of hours that she's doing each week that in the end will get up to her month your monthly hours, which is 136.
Okay, well, make sure she get her hours
Yeah. I'm gonna talk
for
to them
the
about that.
month.
Yeah, we want her to get all of them. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Okay, and yeah, and Kevin should get his $100 sign-in bonus.
Who should get their $100 sign-on bonus?
Hey, my cat. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to holler in your ear.
No problem.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, he should get $100 sign-in bonus. I just got him over to your company. He started today.
Who, your brother?
Yeah.
Right, didn't we discuss this about the sign-on bonus?
Yeah.
Let me
No.
see what.
Sign-in bonus is $100 for Kevin.
I
Kevin didn't
see.
get anything.
This is what I see that we wrote down. We discussed this that you brought in your brother Eric, and when he's with us for 90 days, then you're gonna get $200. That's for Eric. That's the bonus that you're getting from Eric.
Yeah, I get that. But Kevin get a $100 sign-in bonus.
Well, why would he get one also? It's one bonus. It's for the same person.
Huh?
It's one person. Two people don't get a bonus for one person.
Oh, Kevin can't get a sign-in bonus?
Well, you're getting the bonus. You're getting $200 after 90 days.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was just trying to get him a $100 sign-in bonus because he wasn't getting anything extra for his pay for coming over, or no sign-in bonus. Kevin wasn't getting anything.
Right, that's because you're getting it. So if you want, well, you could do it. Give him $100 when instead of you getting 200, he'll get 100, you'll get 100.
Okay.
Well, that's what you could just do that when you get the money in 90 days from when he starts, 90 days from today.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye.
Bye.